I'ma keep it live to the death, yep, that's for sure. We gon' make them hate me.
Yo.
We gon' make them hate me. We gon' make them hate me. I'ma keep it live to the death, yep, that's for sure. We gon' make them hate me. Oh, yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. The Real Live Podcast Platform Radio Show right here.
Let's all do what I said. Hey, yo, yo.
Yeah. We gon' keep it live to the death. Yep, that's for sure.
Hey, yo, yo. Hey, yo, yo. Hey.
Ah! I love it. We gon' keep it live to the death. Yep, that's for sure. We gon' make them hate we. That's for sure. All right. Bring it down a little bit. What's happening, y'all? For real. It's your man, Live Tie Handles. The one-on-one host with the most, not doing the most, on the Real Live Talk Podcast Platform Radio Show. Yeah. We sitting here live and with the live sound song situation going on.
Rocking with the live and doing.
Got the brethren in the house with me.
Got your boy, Cleveland's own Sean Capone, the well-known.
Cleveland's own, the well-known Sean Capone.
And of course, y'all know, it's always great. We got my nigga 88 in the house, y'all.
Yeah.
Come on, yeah, I'm working, but I'm here.
You here? But yes, indeed. Thank you for tapping in, tuning in. Episode 32, season 5. All the way live 365. Now this is when the good challenge gets to kick in right here. You know. Ain't been dropping. On the regular, but we've been pretty consistent this year, you know, so as far as this season.
Exactly.
So we only a few off, you know. To keep it all the way with the number that we trying to reach and with the goal be. But that's what makes everything all the way fun for real, in my opinion. A real challenge.
Hit that subscribe button,
y'all. Yes, indeed. Like, comment.
And even if you don't.
Share, subscribe.
Check out some of this real shit we talk about.
Yes, indeed. And spread it like germs. Yeah. Germs is another universal language. Anyone talk about it for real?
Universal
language called germs. It reaches. Oh my goodness, man! But yes, indeed. Sultry soaps, you know what I mean? The sultry Sunday vibe right here.
A lot of Super Bowl Sunday, right?
Yeah, we ain't throw the air quotes up. It was a cool Sunday, one. Hell of a game, whatever. Well coached game, but we ain't, you know, we ain't about to get on the sport. We gonna save this for the sports joint on that one. Yeah. Tune into the Real Live Sports Talk and Debates podcast. Yeah. We're gonna talk about this one.
But y'all
saying
it, y'all know what it is. Tune in on that one, y'all.
Yeah.
I'm about to
check
this
video
that you don't got no trouble for.
Yeah, it's no.
I'm about to
go
down this bitch.
You go down like it's gonna help the guilt. Yeah.
It will.
It will.
Think so many crimes committed off of liquor.
It helps with the guilt.
With the chicken wings on.
Yes, indeed. Real live fried wings going on. No, man, don't think I was feeling bad either, but I'm like, damn, man, I thought they was up, man, I thought they was gone, like, I don't know, like, I'm gonna go with the mishaps, but it don't be that deep, though, because at the end of the day,
No, it's a,
I can see who was
the case.
Yeah, a real lot of synergy, you know what I mean? Like, hey, you know.
I thought it was
done. Yeah, come on now. You switched on with something. Anyway. All praise is due to the Most High, for real.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? It's,
God is the greatest.
Yeah, man. For real, man. Oh. You know, shit.
Yeah. Yeah, we in them times right now, you know, that folks, you know, make mountains over molehills.
Yeah,
it's
man.
It's a whole lot of, you know.
Well, you know, it...
A whole lot of battles within that come to light when you get around people. You know what I mean? Like, scare them down. Does that make sense?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
A whole lot of them.
No, but you know, that's just another level of, you know, that's just universal shit coming along, though. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta figure your own way out, man. You gotta figure your own methods.
Because folks be around you for a reason. You can't figure out why they're around you.
Yeah. Sometimes when you figure out.
Reason, season.
Yeah.
What's the reason? What's the season? That's what you need to figure out.
Yeah. Because some folks deserve to be judged harshly. Some folks don't.
The grading scales.
Depend on the circumstance. You got to be able to look into these things.
Yes, indeed.
You know what I'm saying? Because of that reason, the times we're living in now, people who really should get looked at don't get looked at.
Mm.
Because everybody's pointing at something else, you know what I'm saying?
The good old distractions.
Left hand, right hand, sleight of hand.
Yeah.
The good old all that.
Deflections and distractions. You know what I mean?
You know, I mean, just like, you know, like nowadays, you know, I'm going to tell you a perfect example. You know, I think we touched on it the other day, but this is a perfect example of what we're talking about. Like, you got the girl Monique. Been talking for the past 5 years. How she ain't getting paid. And y'all, ain't nobody want to, they gave her the donkey of the day, nigga.
Yeah, they had the audacity.
Her own community went in on her for that shit. But then a more attractive younger woman goes in about the same subject.
Just because they've been shoving baby boy down their throats for BET on BET.
Yeah, and not saying that either.
Quite a while.
Even though, not saying either situation.
Y'all remember that?
It's worse than the other. But when this lady comes out, somebody who's more publicly accepted, oh, now everybody is up in arms about the situation. But it's the same situation. You know what I'm saying? But you judge one person harshly. When the same criteria applies to both of them, maybe more to the first one than the other one. But based on the perception, a lot of folks automatically looked at that woman and judged her and criticized her.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a whole lot of that going on right now.
You got to be able to look about three steps ahead sometimes.
Three steps ahead, different perspectives. With always being on this, you know, yeah.
Cause see, if y'all would have came to the sister Monique aid when she was saying the shit and supported her, maybe Taraji and Fantasia and maybe Oprah would have gave them some money because she'd have knew already. If she didn't, but I do want to say one thing. I do want to compliment the culture on the fact of y'all ain't buying that bullshit she tried to put out there as y'all.
Well, because
if y'all tell me
at the same time, how many people gonna go down?
If y'all tell me y'all like that new color purple shit, I'll give you $5. Goddamn it,
get 10 for me. What y'all like about it?
I know a lot of folks who I thought probably was gonna be head over heels for it. They came back and told me, man, that's the most bull. bullshit I ever seen in my life.
What was you saying, brother?
And other folks who I thought would probably go watch it, you know what they said? They ain't paying my girls. Fuck that. But like I said, if y'all would have said that the first time, maybe your girls would have got paid off the rip because they'd have knew.
I would have rather went ahead and seen Cocaine Bear before that. And that was a joke. Oh,
I ain't going to lie. I had fun watching that. That was some funny shit.
I bet it was. It was entertaining. Goofy as fuck.
Yeah, entertaining. I'll say that. I'll say entertaining.
Hey.
I mean, it's a crazy bear on coke. But anyway. it's a crazy bear on coke, y'all. I couldn't help it, y'all. That's some funny shit to me. I don't know, man.
Like Pineapple Express. Anyway.
You did. Yeah.
That was there. Yeah. I did. Shout out a lot of motherfuckers around there.
Shout out to Seth and them, man. They dope. I'm surprised he ain't started doing this shit yet. I'm glad he didn't, because he'll probably give me a beast. Shout out.
Let's just ramble a little bit real quick before we get into the real live nitty gritty of the episode at hand.
It was something you wanted to holler at them about. Talk to them, man.
I love folks about a whole lot. The stuff we in, the times we in right now, man, it's a whole lot that need to be spoken about.
Uh-huh.
But
man, shit
at the end of the day, not gonna get caught up in that whole thing. You know.
Can't believe that. We'll ride.
I got a feeling if I switch over to try to play some some of the catalog. You know, we get the live catalog.
Yeah.
Sound Stone catalog is very live when it comes to this podcast thing here. I'm about to take it to new heights, but.
We bust some of that in once we really get into it.
There's a few things I wanted to talk to you about, you know. We can go with the.
Oh, sorry, I was in my feelings.
Yeah, I get it.
But. Well, the one I did before is actually called Victory. Now, that's not a shout-out to the Chiefs or anything, but it's just was my soul was Victory. The one I did before we even started this podcast.
Yeah.
That was named Victory.
Yes, indeed.
So now I'm kind of like,
y'all might get a chance to hear this track. Ain't no telling. Stay tuned.
Well, actually, I was going to let you just take the thing because I thought, you know, people was going to be throwing on it. And I was just like, hey, you know what, I was going to take a break, but then I got inspired out of nowhere. <laughs> Like, I really was going to take a break. I was like, I'm just going to watch the Super Bowl. Let's go watch. Kick something on this podcast. Yeah. And relax. And keep it moving. But then it's funny how you just get inspired out of the blue. It's funny, the smallest things that inspire you. Like, I just, it was something on the Super Bowl that inspired me. Not nothing that was going on. Not no music you was playing this time, even though you was playing some hits. But it wasn't the music. It was just one simple play I saw in the Super Bowl that inspired me to just go ahead and make a track.
Yeah. Right.
So.
You hear the echo?
Huh?
You hear the echo?
Oh, I ain't know. Yeah, that's the echo right there. They take the off the mic. Off the, you got it on the mic, Mike.
Oh.
Yeah. That is funny as what? Oh, no, no, ain't no bad. That's funny.
Yeah.
I was like, I looked around, I was like, yeah, I'm here for this.
All right, y'all.
I got this. I wouldn't even go podcast tonight.
We really in this motherfucker, y'all.
Well, I wouldn't even go podcast. For real, real. But I got inspired just by the moment.
It's the smallest thing. Like, I didn't even get inspired by the beats tonight. Usually I get inspired by listening to some music that y'all playing or something.
Right.
But tonight it was just something I saw. Doing the Super Bowl that inspired me to make this victory, man.
Mm-hmm.
Just one small play.
Yeah?
Yep.
So the angle to go, I mean, let's,
Y'all might get to hear the exclusive track from Mr. 88 tonight.
88? Oh, you can hear it, man. Shawty Mac joint, he got one. Steve is on, so I could probably been cooking up one, too, over there.
That's why I was just like, man, I'm about to let him go,
because
he was on fire.
He was up.
Like, I was like, shit, I'm about to just let him go. Like, nah, I don't even need it jumping in. When somebody else on fire, you don't need no more coals. You know what I'm saying? I was cooking, I had put it on pause, y'all, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, we always cooking up, y'all. Always. You know, just like, you know, nobody need to bring gasoline when the fire already going. So I was just gonna sit in the background, you know,
just bring,
like, shit.
Just bring more wood.
I'm like, my man on fire, look. I'm gonna let him go. I'm gonna let him go about 2-3 of these motherfuckers. Hey, look,
just bring more wood.
Yeah. Don't bring gasoline, that's the overkill. Bring some more wood.
Bring some more wood.
Bring some more fuel.
Yeah.
Energy efficient shit.
Yeah.
Don't bring that shit that had Charlie Murphy rolling around with third degree burns.
Oh, snap.
Roll Charlie around, he'll be all right, isn't it? Hey, look at Charlie over there with third degree burns. He's a motherfucking flank. Now, that's a five.
The Frank.
Charlie over there with third degree burns. He's a motherfucking Frank. Yeah. Sometimes you don't need gasoline. All you need is some energy efficient shit. Some old wood shit. Some old clothes. Some old, you know,
okay,
a little bit of Kingsbury will do the trick.
A little Kingsbury.
You don't need a whole ass.
A little bit of firewood.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of firewood.
You know, sometimes keep the fire going, you just need a little bit. Sometimes you need to stoke the coals. Move them around a little bit. You don't need that Eddie Murphy whole ass gasoline can.
Some of y'all can move the coals around with Steal Your Land 11s.
Yeah.
Steal Your Land 11s. Poke the coals.
No, like I said, man, I was feeling this shit, so I was just like, shit, I don't even need to do nothing right now. You know, like, I thought I actually had a night off. I felt like I don't even need to do shit.
You did.
Like, I'm telling you.
You just with, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I don't, shit. I'm gonna let them go ahead and
what
just
all
run
on?
That shit.
No, like, no, like I said, I wasn't gonna even put, look, y'all said y'all wasn't even gonna cook on the beats, man. But my man, you said you was going to cook. You already told me you was cooking over the phone.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. I walked in, I heard that shit.
I wasn't gonna podcast.
I wasn't gonna play the one I was working on, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go, you know what I'm saying?
If anything,
I'm gonna go to the catalog and play something, you know what I'm saying?
I wasn't gonna even play nothing, you know what I mean? I wasn't gonna even podcast about nothing. I was just gonna enjoy the moment. You know, because when you got you already got a heavy heart and mind, you don't wanna project and share.
Yeah.
But sometimes, that'd be the best time. I'm starting to find out. But it's all about deliverance on that and execution.
Yeah, that's real.
You know what I mean? So, like I said, the inspiration came on a different kind of wavelength and frequency that had me like, all right, let me go ahead and just cook a little bit. Let me go ahead and get my cook on.
Mm-hmm.
Let me cook on. Let's frequency.
Rocking with the live, y'all.
Frequency. But on the real live side of the things. On this podcast platform right here.
We all in here, y'all.
Keep it all the way real live with self, reality, the people, and life. Unapologetically. Real live disclaimer, for those that don't know. And on this one here, one thing that's more on my heart than anything, than the other. You can't get... The fix is always here.
Is it always here, man?
Especially.
I don't know, man.
The fix is always here, especially when.
But I want to see where you go with
that. Dot, dot, dot.
You can see
blah,
it.
Blah, blah, blah.
You can see it sometimes.
Yeah. Live in.
Yeah, but I didn't think it was particularly in on this one.
You think I was going?
Oh, no. I want to see where you go with them.
Yeah,
I mean, with this one, when you don't control the narrative, when you have no control whatsoever over the narrative and the playing field.
Okay, so we talking about life.
Oh, it's always a surprise.
Yeah, we talking about real life.
It's always a far right, a wide left that'll come up sometimes.
And I'll be, you wouldn't even know it.
I'll be sometimes hesitant to come with, you know, topics like this. But like I said, we deal with the real live shit that makes folks uncomfortable. You gotta understand the dynamics of certain things to even be able to have conversations like this.
Matter of fact, no.
Talk about shit like this.
Kind of like the old school saying, you gotta get ready if you stay ready.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of leads into that, right?
That's why I'll be laughing at folks and be like, man, okay, if I'm gonna be on your podcast, let me know what the episode gonna be about. I'll be able to prepare.
Right.
Nope. That ain't happening on here. I've tried to do that before. It don't happen. So you gotta be ready to go all the way live on the fly.
Yeah, at a moment's notice. I get
that. Moment's notice. It challenges the whole... it challenges the inner core, man, a little bit more. Not to sound Dr. Seuss with it, but...
no cats and hats. Fox and some socks.
No cats and hats. Fox and some socks. Yeah. You're going to be able to be ready and go at it. And when you're able to do that, especially on the fly, you stand true to what this podcast platform is about right here. So, what I mean with the fix is always in. There is a, how can I say this? What's the word I'm looking for? There is a directed mentality being forced to you, especially because the whole creatures of habit situation. Being creatures of habit, there is a whole narrative always being forced upon you, so you don't really have the gumption to break up some things because you're used to the whammy, shmammy, bammy. Because it's been forced upon you. It happens in so many facets of life. They do it with education. They do it with religion. They do it with the music you listen to. They want you to follow.
Yeah.
If they can distract you, this is what's going down. And not to always be repetitive about this shit, but I mean, this is what's going on for real. I'll sit there and watch individuals that only choose things that are being constantly thrown at them. Restaurants, clothes, music, shows you watch. I mean, these dumbass challenges on TikTok and all this, you know, like.
And when it's constantly getting fed to you, it's hard for you to dodge that bullet. Because it's constantly coming at you. No matter where you look.
It's coming at you for a reason.
Your friends.
The algorithms.
The media.
They pick up on your energy.
You're listening to.
That's why it's always a good argument. I mean, are you really free? Is there a true? Is it truth in what you call a real ownership? You know what I mean?
Right. Where that go to?
Take it to another level on this one here. I mean, yeah. You got folks say, okay, you own your house. But if you pay the mortgage, you don't own your house.
Right. And when you really own your house, right, what folks need to really start understanding is how to own and purchase land.
That's when you own the house.
You can buy the house, but your house could still be on the land that the bank owns. And you know what you end up doing? Paying property taxes to the bank for the land that your house is on. So do you really own it?
For a long time.
You can't build nothing extra on it without getting to them.
So you're constantly in a rhythm of...
Look at that paperwork, y'all.
Chasing your tail. Look at the paperwork.
Look at that paperwork, y'all.
That's why they make purchasing land and building on it so hard for certain individuals. You know what I mean?
Yo, I call
it... Right or wrong?
I call it paper pimping.
Yeah, paper pimping. Paper
pimping. Uh-oh,
yeah.
And my folks out there, yo, we've been getting paper pimped for a long time.
Paper pimping.
Do you want to ride with me? Do you want to ride with me?
wanna want it in me. Paper P-I-M-P.
Paper P.
Oh, right. Yo, man, look at that paperwork, man.
Look at that paperwork.
I understand what the words mean. You know what I'm saying? Magistrate.
The papers.
Look, magistrate. Look, papers.
Magistrate.
Papers, words, binding contracts. Look, when I say paper pimping, man, these are basically binding contracts putting you under something. Now, I don't want to get too spiritual on some of y'all and say spell or no shit like that. But once you're under it, you're under it, all right? Understand that magistrate, when you break down the nature and the root of that word, like I said, understand and look at the paperwork, look at the words. Magistrate, it means magician of literature. Magician of magistrate.
Yeah, I was going to say magic.
Magician signature. He's casting spells and binding, but that's something different, though.
That's something with the wordplay here. You know what I mean? And with the wordplay.
Get ready. Stay ready.
Always.
Know what they're doing, so you know what you can do.
But yeah, on some real life, I mean. Oh, man. There's only one energy.
My bad, y'all.
Oh, you all good? There's only one energy to have when it comes to you can't control the narratives when you know, can't control the playing field.
That's how a lot of artists just get fucked in the game, right? They step in that office, they don't know what that man had to do for real. And they don't get somebody who know with them. Well, you know what? They sign their life away.
Oh, just regular working man.
They take that shit to a magistrate.
All of us get fall victim to that shit.
And now, before you know it, they bind it for 15 years making records that they can't stand. Records they hate.
All of us fall victim to that one right there. So what you gotta do?
Stay ready.
In that situation. It's just discipline yourself. Discipline is...
Talk about that. Speak on that, yo.
You know, discipline on that one right there. I mean, it's just the key to, you know, overcoming some of the impossible odds. That's how I've always looked at it. But it's easier said than done, because with all the distractions sometimes, it's hard to discipline yourself. You get caught up. Put your head on the swivel.
Man.
Way more than, you know, is necessary. And then you're sitting there looking around like, damn. I'm fucked up. I'm focused on all this other shit. Still there. You know. And like I said before, sometimes being selfish is necessary to growth. It's a key essential situation. Look at Bigfoot. Look at Bigfoot. Right here.
Yo, Bigfoot still the Sasquatch is alive.
Look at this.
Yo, that yo.
It's dude. A man, baby.
Look at this.
You know she needs some money to let them expose her like that. Cause I heard people on the inside and say this is a very sad documentary.
I can believe it. Look at this.
The killing part about it is she done crushed so many people. Don't nobody really care about what's going on with her.
Because she's been out there in the limelight, and it's tearing her up. See, when people have built their career and lifestyle on exposing everybody else's lifestyles,
with no compassion or accountability.
No compassion. It comes back to haunt. It should come back to roast, baby.
I mean, you have some folks who've been centered around controversy, but they had accountability for it at some point. And was able to keep their integrity.
But when her stuff got aired out, ooh wee. What's she doing?
That's the tension, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Yo, the best thing to do, yo, you got that larceny on your back, you got the L on your back. Go ahead. Look, man. Look, y'all. Look, whoever that person is, whoever that man and the woman is, man, y'all will go to that mother and be like, yo, look, I'm sorry, dog. I'm sorry. I did you dirty.
I apologize wholeheartedly.
I did you wrong.
But
I lied to you. motherfucker, I could have did that for you, but I'm
lying to you.
Nigga, I was just getting high. I could have came picked you up that night. But you got to get that shit on out there, you know what I'm saying? Because eventually, the opposite end ain't going to be looking. And, like, don't think you ain't the only person who know you got that ill on your back. Mm. They see it on there, too. And one day, they might come pull it off.
Mm.
Now, I ain't saying that, you know, you might be that motherfucker who just be ready for that. But you got to be ready for it if that's what you're going to do.
Yeah, all praises due.
And folks who get down where they live like that, I can't say nothing about it. That's you know what I'm saying? That's how you get down? That's how you get down.
You down how you live.
Hey, yeah. I done knew some of the slimiest niggas in the world.
Yeah.
I knew some of the slickest, slimiest niggas in the world. But they was cool with me. They didn't do me dirty. Now, what they do other places, hey, I can't speak for it. I can't speak on that.
They
was good to me.
That's when you get into the moral compass of the shit right there. You know?
Right, exactly right.
I don't care about them other girls. Just be good to me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. MC Light said that.
Hey, though, you know what, though? Hey,
That'd be the mentality of a lot of people.
And the best of them.
Massa ain't never did me wrong like that.
And but the best of them, though, who really stayed around me, though, they knew certain shit not to even come around me with. You know what I'm saying?
Don't even bring it my way.
Yeah. Man, I know a dude who was straight strong-arming motherfuckers. No mask. Knockout punch. Give it to me.
Give it to me.
You know what I'm saying? He did it around me one time, and I quit hanging with him for like 3 months. We ran back to each other. I ain't say nothing about it, but he, you know what I'm saying? My dude don't get down like that. I ain't about to bring that around him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Real shit like that.
By the way, ladies, you gotta understand. Dude like me, you get with me, right? Like, I'm a kitchen and tell you I love you and everything, but
You going off subject.
You might have to help me hide the body or something. I'm a loyal dude.
You going off subject, man. You
gotta love every part of a nigga. That's what I'm saying. All right. Anyway. Valentine's Day coming up, man. Love you, dude.
I ain't in my contract.
You in the contract?
I'll sign the paper. Just say no Valentine's Day, no Sweetie's Day. I got my own prenuptials.
You got my own nuptials.
I don't even celebrate that shit. I don't celebrate no Hallmark holiday, and I don't celebrate a massacre.
Flat out.
So, yeah. Them days don't even count. But like, if you want Valentine's Day, I can give you Valentine's Day on Wednesday.
Yeah, we got to do
it. I can give you Valentine's Day on Wednesday, January the 3rd. If that's what you really want. That's when you need it, roses.
Okay.
I should have been the one that acts in that shit. What song I was playing? You told me
you need it. That joint. Oh.
Look.
That was the most beautiful, funniest thing to watch at the same time.
I was loving it. I was like, damn, we made a fool of ourselves.
No, y'all did not.
we was in there getting it in. We was singing this shit.
And that's real shit, though. Real couple.
A weak motherfucker be like, real they jealous of wax. A guy like myself.
No,
has aspirations to things like that.
No, real couples.
It's good to see.
Make Valentine's Day every other week. You know what I'm saying? So that particular day really ain't gonna matter to a couple.
You know what
I'm saying? Valentine's Day happened every other week.
This is why my girl accepts the fact that we don't celebrate Valentine's
Day.
It's
like Christmas and birthdays.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll claim Jehovah's Witnesses during that time. This is why we don't celebrate this shit. And she cool with it because one time both of the kids got in trouble. It was a Monday morning. I should tell you, that's why the pink vase is on there. The one with the little cars and stuff in. That's the vase one when I sent flowers.
Okay.
But one time, she was going through it. The kids were acting up in school. She couldn't finish her shift doing what she was doing. She had to go to the school after, you know, she had to cut the shift short, go to the school, all that shit.
Right.
Damn.
I was over there kicking it with you, I think. But I sent flowers to the house. On the card, it said Monday suck, don't they?
Yep.
Now, that's why we don't have to celebrate Valentine's Day.
No holiday.
I sent them fucking $60 thing of flowers just to say Monday sucked. You know, it was a day, it was a Sunday. We thought we had everything together.
On a that Sunday.
That changed.
And then, like, the Monday.
That changes all the energy right there.
Well, I'm just saying, that's why we don't celebrate that shit.
A real couple couple.
It just, yeah.
A real couple couple.
I sent the motherfucker because she had a bad Monday.
Nah, that ain't gonna be on a regular basis.
I'll get what you're saying, though.
But it was just a bad Monday. It was a horrible Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather do that shit than to be held to this one day.
One damn day.
You gotta make something happen on this day. Well, I made something happen on a Monday that didn't even fucking matter.
Didn't even matter.
So I'm not held to that day. It's like, happy Valentine's Day. You won't believe in leprechaun.
Yo, we about to shut this one down. We didn't get a little bit off the, but it's all cool.
I'm sorry, I was digging.
No, my bad. I've been ranting all day.
It comes a part of it sometimes, and part of it.
Well, I came in at the wrong
time. I was ranting earlier. I thought I was ranting about it.
It's all good.
My bad, dog.
It's all good. Because some of these topics and episodes don't even need a long drug out situation. You know,
I've been drinking.
That's how. That's how sometimes, you know, it get off subject. It's easy to tap it real quick. Keep it moving.
I feel like the person that came to the party late.
Nope.
Sorry.
You was at the party already. You was setting up a whole different. You was getting ready for a whole other function. And that's all good. That's all good sometimes.
Get ready to have some more chicken wings. That's what I'm about.
You know what I mean? Look. No, but bottom line, I mean, the fix is always here when you can't control it there. You know what I mean? The playing field. That was the basis and justice of the whole topic conversation. You know what I mean? The fix always is. You can't control the playing field, the narrative. How you handle it, how you approach it, how you perceive it, it's all on you.
All on you.
But the more discipline you got, the better you handle this shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit, I ain't even know about that. Man, I mean, that's some work situations and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I work in a place where the fix is always in, but you got to step up. You gotta be who you are because the fix is in against you. Ooh. I got replaced by I got replaced by curly red hair and big bosoms.
Oh boy.
On more than one occasion. The fix was in against me, but I'm still there. Guess who ain't there? Because my replacement is gone. And we just like scabs from the NFL, they had to go.
And when you know the fix is in, you know when it's in.
Mm-hmm.
So when you know it's in, sometimes you can't complain about it. You got to just get ready for it and get prepared for the fix.
Nope.
Watch for the hook.
I wasn't ready for it.
Circle and jab.
But what happened was I dealt with it. Mm. I wasn't ready for it.
We circled and jabbed.
When I seen the fix was in.
He circled and jab and waited for the hook. He waited for the hook.
No, when the fix was in, I
it's in there all staggered.
Look.
Did you slip that? Boom. Counter immediately up to slipping.
Circle the jab.
I just been bobbing the weave since then. Now, they want me to perform the duties that they brought in my replacements for, but I refuse. Because I'm still bobbing the weave, and I'm here. Mm. You ain't gonna get rid of me one way or the other. Once I realized the fix was in, I had to adjust to that whole thing.
Yeah.
And that's a leverage, y'all.
And believe me, at the time, I was mad. But now, it actually worked out better for me. Did they put the fix in?
Because
I got to show my true colors. Now you know my real value. Once you put the fix in and I survived it. Now you know what I'm really worth.
When somebody doesn't appreciate what you bring to the table, guys, ladies, stop coming to the table.
Flat out. Just don't show up.
Don't come to the table no more.
Stop coming to the table.
Yeah. You say it to say that, the people that they put in place to win vaulted. The people they put in place for the fix They not around no more. They served their purpose for that one little time, and then they failed after that.
Mm-hmm.
Which means I'm in the driver's seat now, because even with the fix against me, I didn't falter. I'm still the one that's still standing.
The one thing that always...
Everybody you put in position to win, ultimately lost. So now I call my own shots.
And can't do what I do.
Now you're not going to get me back there.
It's about to be real interesting.
I just seen you try to replace me.
Yeah.
I just seen what you tried to drag in here.
Oh, they can drag in Jeffrey Dahmer now.
Oh, yeah.
He went there.
I can't call him that in this.
The biggest reason why Kobe Bryant and LeBron James are two dudes.
Oh, he bringing the seat. Here we go again.
who always be in MVP conversation. More than what they do on the court is when they off the court, they team can't do shit without them. When people don't appreciate what you bring to the table, sometimes take it away from the table. Sometimes you got a little person live with theyself until they get tired of theyself.
You can get a scratch to a dog and they'd be more appreciative.
You just
throw the shit down the basement stairs to the dog. They appreciate it more.
And next topic, you can't save somebody from themselves.
Yep.
So therefore.
Yep, exactly. let's go and roll into that tomorrow.
We're going to holler in a minute. We'll be signing off real quick.
Yeah, we're going to cue that up in a little bit for y'all. Leave comments in there, y'all.
Real live talk.
Anything y'all feel free to say.
Like, share, comment, subscribe. But yes, indeed. It's been a live one once again. Different level. Sorry if you offended by the babble, but sometimes it land like that. Real live talk. Y'all be well. You be careful. It's the Real Live Supreme podcast team right here. So, holler at y'all soon, but be sucker free if you know how to be. And always keep your head up like your nose is bleeding.
Hey, yo.
Live out.